You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Rosemary Doyle, Artistic Director of Theatre Kingston. Theatre Kingston produces new and existing work, the TK Fringe Festival, and a series of educational engagement activities for adults and children. They collaborate with local theatre practitioners to build a strong cultural voice in the region, finding and supporting professional opportunities for local artists, including Indigenous artists, artists of color, new generation artists 18 to 30 years old, deaf artists, and artists with disabilities. As a region outside of Toronto, Theatre Kingston's primary goal is to give local audiences examples of the art form at a caliber seen on the stage of the major Canadian urban centers. TK Fringe takes place from August 6th to 16th at the Ted Center. I am here with Rosemary from Theatre Kingston today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So Theatre Kingston is a very busy organization. You have a lot going on, but I wonder, before we talk specifically about the exciting things you have happening in the next couple of months, we talk about Theatre Kingston as a group, your history, your mission, where this fabulous organization came from.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we've been going for, I believe, 36 years now. And the reason I can remember that is that the first fundraiser we ever had in my watch was the 30th anniversary fundraiser. And now we've just had our sixth annual fundraiser, Garden and Derby Party. So it's the 36th year of Theatre Kingston.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Theatre Kingston came into being to be a place where we could celebrate the talent that Kingston produces, like all the actors, the designers, and theatre people here in town, but in a professional manner. So we're the professional theatre company in town. We like to pay people for their work. And we've also been here to do shows that give an alternative to some of the other professional work in the area, which is more kind of summer fare. We do stuff that has a little more bite, a little more political resonance, and that kind of stuff. It was actually originally called the People's Theatre Kingston, and that's still its official name, but it was shortened down by Craig Walker to Theatre Kingston a couple of years after its official conception. Paul Gauthier was the original artistic director, and then we've had a long list of fantastic people who have helmed this ship, of which I am the most recent.
Yes, most recent, but 6 years now you've mentioned.
Yeah, it's seven. Well, since 2018. So how many years is that now?
Yeah, going on 7 years.
I took over from Catherine Mackay, who was the interim artistic director. She was also an artistic director for a number of years before that. But when Brett Christopher, who was the artistic director, went to become the artistic director of the Thousand Islands Playhouse, Catherine Mackay took over as an interim, and then I took over from her.
Why did you get involved with Theatre Kingston specifically?
Oh, well, I'm from Kingston, Ontario. It turns out I was born in the KGH. I thought I was born in the Hotel Dieu. I was wrong. I'm actually born in the KGH. I found that out when my mother died and I was going through some paperwork, and it was like, oh, okay. All my brothers were born in Hotel Dieu. Anyway, so I'm from Kingston. I have a great love and affection for this city. And when the job came up, I saw the post and I was like, I'd like to go back. I was living in Toronto for 30 years. I was always coming back to Kingston, you know, to visit friends and family and to do shows mostly. We just recently did Finnegan's Wake, the 25-year anniversary, and I was actually in the original production 25 years ago, and I was coming down from Toronto to do that. I was directing a show at the same time, too, so it was quite funny because I'd be going to rehearsal, taking a train back to Toronto to direct a thing in the evenings and going back and forth. It was a crazy couple of weeks there.
Where did that one take place?
That one was at the Baby Grand.
At the Baby Grand.
But in the Baby Grand before it got renovated.
Okay. I think I was at that show.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Yeah. So I played ALP in that. So now I've done 2/3 of that show. And then we went to the Tarragon with it, the Tarragon Extra Space up in Toronto.
So we're here, I don't know if you'd call it an offshoot, or how would you describe, I guess, what we're going to talk about specifically today, which is TK Fringe.
Oh, the TK Fringe, yes. This is what Theatre Kingston produces during the summer as part of the Kick and Push Festival. So the Kick and Push Festival is this wonderful festival of innovative art. And the TK Fringe happens during the Kick and Push Festival, which gives 18 different companies, usually 18. This year we have 17 different companies, the chance to put on their stuff. The way I was promoting it in the Arts in the Park was, have you heard of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival? Well, we're the same, just smaller and in Kingston.
I've been over the years and it's a lot of fun, first of all, I
Yeah.
think if people have never been before, but it's also an opportunity to kind of explore different spaces than you might traditionally expect for theater. I know this year the Grand is not open. Where are you?
This year, we're going to be at the Tet. Theatre Kingston has done shows already in our space, the TK Studio space. We do our Christmas Carol there, and we've done some other shows here. And this year, we're going to be using this space. And then we've also used the rehearsal hall in the past for doing shows there, like The Meeting. And if you've seen various shows there, I started doing shows there during the pandemic, actually. This way, we're going to take those two spaces and really explore them for Fringe. So the Fringe will be here, but it will be more fringy than previous years because since we're on two floors and it's all together, I've been able to make the time between the shows shorter and pack more shows in. And because this time we have two venues instead of three venues, so it's all going to be a little more compact and festival-y. And we're the gallery, if you've been to the Tet Center, there's a space called the gallery space on the first floor, and that's going to be our box office and our lobby. So there'll be a place to mingle with other people during the fringe, which is something that we haven't been able to have downtown as much as hoped for. And then we're also going to be able to have a communal dressing room so that the artists will be able to see each other and have fun doing that. And it's basically the whole building will be alive with the fringe. So between shows, you can go to an art gallery for a few minutes, go see what the weavers and spinners are doing, like really take in this wonderful art center that we have here. Go and have a little break by the water, grab yourself a coffee or a pint down at the Juniper. It should be a good time, should be had by all.
I mean, the Tet's such a gorgeous space, and I think any excuse to spend an extended amount of time and explore that building is really fabulous too. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're talking in the midst of a heat wave, so it's kind of nice to have a space that's accessible and indoors, and so you
Yes.
can really take a lot in and not worry about like getting caught in the rain or heat or those kind of
No,
concerns
it'll be
too.
wonderful too. Yeah, like in the past when we used to do the storefront fringe, one of the main problems was air conditioning. You put 50 people in there in theater lights in a building that's not used to it, and suddenly it would be having fans going like crazy and all that. But now we're in a nice air-conditioned place, so we've got it set up so that the air conditioning, which is it's all very modern and technical these days, they've actually got it pre-programmed so it will go off when the show starts and will come back on when the show is done. So we'll blast it between
Nice.
shows
That's
like
always
oh.
a challenge. I mean, even like recording in a studio and turning off your fan because you don't want it to interrupt. So the little things you don't think of that really add to the experience for the listener too, or the
Yeah.
viewer in this case. When does this start and how long does it go
Oh.
for?
The Fringe goes from August 6th until the 16th, and it'll be every single day. We don't even get a day off this year. In previous years, because there was three venues, we took the Monday off, but not this time. This time we're going straight through all 11 days. That's how we could pack them all in. And it's basically going to be going from 10:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night, almost every night.
Wow. So lots of opportunity as well. I mean, if someone can't make it on one day, they're not
Yeah.
going to miss out.
No, because like the way we did it with three venues before, it was like a little gentler and we had it so that during the weekdays, it just started in the evening. But also, the places were so apart from each other. I think people didn't really realize this will feel much more like a festival, like something that you go to attend. So I think you can basically go for about 3 or 4 days and see everything if you really set your mind to it.
Amazing. Yeah. And so you said you had 17 different companies. Do you want to talk a little bit about who you have coming, what kind of shows people might expect?
Sure. Let me go get my pamphlet so I don't forget everything. So, some fantastic shows in the rehearsal hall. We have 8.5 shows there because there's one show that's going to be in both venues because it's called Late Prov, and that one's going to be a. So, I'll tell you about Late Prov that's going to be in both venues first. Late Prov is an improvised show that's going to be based on the shenanigans that happen at the Fringe. So, it's going to be kind of a wind up the whole day. Most of the time, it's for the last show of the evening. and it kind of will say what's going on like today at the Fringe. It's kind of set up like a Jimmy Fallon kind of late night comedy show. So like they say, tonight, join your host Jimmy Limestone with special guests, games, and gags in this totally improvised tribute to the late night comedy show. So that's late prov.
That seems like it might be a little bit of a treat for people who have just taken in a day at the improv
Exactly.
or
Yeah,
day,
kind
sorry,
of.
of the
Yeah,
fringe.
if anything's been going on, they can like, and they're, I think they're planning on inviting guests from other shows to be their celebrity guests. So that's kind of part of the thing that they're going to be doing, which should be great fun to see that. Then we've got The Silk Lining, which is by Dan Walmsley, where an anthropologist investigates a mysterious artifact, triggering a descent into cosmic horror that entangles those around him in a disturbing pattern where perception shifts and understanding itself becomes dangerously irreversible.
I feel like cosmic horror and horror in general is having a moment right now, so
That'll
that's
be cool.
enticing.
Rulers by Gord Love. He was my theater teacher in high school at LCVI.
Oh, that's
And
so
music
cool.
by Michael Capon. And it's small desks, big voices, one unforgettable first day. So that's all about education. So I think here they know how to write about that. Then we have Nuts, which is spelt with a Z, by Kate Barker, which is kind of a little bit based on Peanuts, I think, where the old gang meets at Marcia's bar one last time while fascist blockheads are on the prowl. Someone is there to help, sort of, though they never really know it. I'm starting to think that that someone might be Snoopy. What do you think?
What's his bird companion's name? Is
Exactly. Yeah, that it's not Tweety Bird, but I
it... I
always
know
think
that's
that. Yeah.
like
Looks like Tweety Bird, but it isn't. I think it's just the yellow bird. Then we have a musical by Randall Craig called Who Is Esther? It's a new urban musical. Meet Esther, a modern day heroine who inspires people to believe that each person can make a difference. Then we have a show called Nosebleed by Ilya Rus. It's blood clots versus tissue boxes, fighting to be heard beneath the slew of laugh tracks, witness testimonies, a familiar TV show host, and live studio audience. Let's find out if you are the mother. Ooh.
So that sounds like it could be an interactive one.
Might be interesting. Then we have There Is No Anger Like That of a Woman by Grace Delamar. A desired object is still an object. When a banker walks into a brothel and pays for an hour with the most expensive woman, what he gets is not what either of them expected. Witty, ferocious, and addictively intimate. Then we have Mao, M period O period W period W period. Hilarious. The show's over when her boobs hit the floor. So this is a drag show. Being a Mao, which stands for miserable old white woman, is more of a state of mind than an insult or an acronym. Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers, Lucille Ball, all of them were Mao's, and yet all of them were great. So it's a tribute to the fantastic Mao's of the world, I guess. It should be very fun. Hilary S. has been in the Fringe a few times now because their alter ego is a Kingstonian. Then we have a show that's playing, which will only be in the first 4 days. They're just doing four shows of it, which will be in ASL, and it's called Speaking Vibrations. What happens when I come into contact with a body in all its forms, when I see in my feet, hear in my hands, and speak in vibrations? This one's going to be very cool. So those are all the shows at the rehearsal hall. And then in the TK studio, I've already told you about Late Night, which will be sometimes in the TK studio. Then we have a show called Making It Official by Sandy Gibson, which is the wild world of weddings from the one that hitches you up. And that one has puppets in it as well. And I've been told that although it's not necessarily a kid's show, it is kid friendly and it has a few songs in it. So that one's cool. Then we have Speaking of Hillary by Elias Campbell. Following a traumatic incident, Hillary becomes concerned with health issues to the point of obsession, often seeking reassurance from her closest friend. Then we have a show called Roller Derby Saved My Soul by Nancy Kenny. Lace up, take the hit, and discover the hero you didn't know you were. An award-winning one-woman action comedy where shy Amy and her bold sister June navigate roller derby's fierce world and discover their inner strength. And I believe that one is actually done on roller skates. So
Oh,
that'll be fun.
fun.
Then we have all the way from Brazil, El Diablo of the Cards is returning. The untrusted card slinger of Toledo, Brazil returns to Kingston, more diabolical than ever, an absolute must see. And I can tell you, it is a must see. El Diablo is so amazing that the only way I can say that he can do the tricks is because he's magic, basically. It really makes you believe in magic. Absolutely. It's mind-boggling that it happens. It's amazing. It's all card tricks. It elevates it to an entirely other form. Then we have a show called Rethinking Good Intentions by Nancy Edwards, where cultural naivete meets ancestral wisdom. Heartfelt stories about community health work in the villages of Sierra Leone. Nancy bridges cultural divides with village chiefs and traditional birth attendants. This play is full of humanity. And then we have a show called The Third Law by Kay Kerr. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And this play is about mental health issues, and it's written entirely by teenagers and produced by teenagers. So it should be really quite fantastic. Like, actually, hear from the youth themselves about these things. Then we have a play that's going to be very, very interesting. It's called Silence, or the longer title is Let Us Sit in Goddamn Silence for 1 Hour. And it's by Matt Shepard, and it's a theater experiment, a transient oasis, a personal challenge, an act of defiance. Join a live audience to sit in goddamn silence for 1 hour.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think
so
that's a challenge.
that's going to be wild. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. And then we have Crossing Improv is coming, another improv show. And it's a show that answers the question, is there life after death? With yes, and if you know anything about improv, yes and is what you're always supposed to do with improv. You're never supposed to say no to somebody's suggestion. So those are all the shows that are going to be in the TK Fringe this year.
Huge variety, different age groups, different genres, different levels, I think, of audience interaction in them. How do you go about discovering these shows and putting something like this together?
Oh, so the TK Fringe, as with all fringe festivals, we're actually part of a conglomerate. I mean, that's probably the wrong word. Anyway, there's an association called the Canadian Association of Fringe Festivals. We belong to that, and there are certain things that make a fringe festival. And one of the things is that the shows are chosen by lottery. So we have no say in the content of the shows or in who they are. We just say, here's the parameters. You have to put your set up and down in 15 minutes. It has to be a certain length long, which is an hour. We have one show this year that asked to be slightly longer. So they're a slightly longer show, which is Who Is Esther show is slightly longer. But in general, they're all 1 hour or shorter. And they just get to be in it. We provide the tech, the place, marketing of the entire Fringe Festival, and we provide them with all of that. And basically, our tagline is unjuried, uncurated, unboring.
That's a brave and exciting way of approaching it. And I guess for you, even as the artistic director, then how many of these have you seen? Have you seen any of these?
Every year, I see them all. And the problem, it's kind of funny because promoting them, I get the little taglines and the ideas and the artwork, and I have a few conversations, but I really don't know what the show is going to be like until we enter into the tech week. Then I actually can see them. And I make sure that I see them all. Like I start every single show. This year it's going to be easier because it's all in one building. But if you've seen me in past years running up and down Princess Street, I always believe it's very important that I start every show because if anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong in the few minutes before the show starts. So that's what I run. But it's a great way to spend the summer, which is also why I've chosen the playlist to be all songs about the summer because I think this year the Fringe will be a great staycation idea. Like if you want to take your week off and just go fringing, I completely applaud that. And I think you should. And what we've got. We've actually got a pass that's on sale now. You can't buy tickets to any of the individual shows yet. What is available right now is to buy is the full pass, which is the TK Dash Pass, and you get a lanyard with the pass in it, and you write your name on it, and then you can go to every single show. You just walk in, you don't have to book it. We just make sure that you get in. You're basically the kings and the queens of the festival, and you just walk around like you own the place. And for $250, you get to see all 17 shows, which is also the best deal because each show individually is 25. So you're basically getting seven shows for free.
And I feel like taking in a festival as much as possible is really the best way to fully experience it. That's when you start running into like the people that you're going to sit with at the next show and having conversations in the hall, and also sometimes seeing the talent outside of the show and being able to tell them what an amazing job they did. So
And this year,
that's.
because we're going to have that lobby where people can gather and be, there'll be much more of that social aspect if you want it. And if you don't, you
Amazing.
can just hide outside and run in at the last minute and go see a show. Like
Yeah.
if people are overwhelming, there's plenty of places to be to stash yourself so you're not in the crowd, you know?
Yeah, I
You
mean,
can
it's a
adapt.
beautiful outdoor space to take a breath and stare out at the water and clear your head, right? If people want to find out more, you mentioned that there's a pass on sale now. Eventually, there will be individual tickets. Where do they go to find this information?
So there's two places you can go. You can go to the Theatre Kingston website, which is theatrekingston.com, nice and easy. Or you can go to the Kick and Push website, which is kickandpush.com. And also down at the Tet Centre, outside of the TK Studio space, there's available some brochures like the one that I'm showing you that you can't see because we're on
I'll have
radio.
it on my social media, don't worry.
But yeah, there's brochures and you can pick one up and start planning what you want to do and what you want to see. And we hope to have the tickets on sale as soon as possible. But this year, because we're not at the Grand, we're actually building our own ticketing site. Going to be quite cool that way.
If people are listening and they're like, I would like to help support Theatre Kingston, I'd like to help support the Fringe either as a volunteer or as a donor. Are there opportunities for that?
Absolutely. On the Theatre Kingston website for donors, we have a direct link to the Canada Helps donor page for Theatre Kingston. So we are a registered charity. So anything you donate, you get a charity receipt right away. Also, if you're not formal that way, I always walk around with a duck during the Fringe. So you can tip, like tipping the Fringe is kind of part of Fringe culture as well. So I'll be walking around with the duck. So stick some paper or coins in your pocket and throw it in the duck. Or this year, I got savvy and there'll be a little QR code so you can get the link to the Canada Helps with the QR code as well. So that's a great way. I would like to encourage that if you really do love theater and you are more flesh than other people, because theater people will never be as flesh as some people, is becoming like a monthly donator is a great way to do it. Like, because that little bit a month can really make a big difference to an organization like ours. I was thinking like if we had like even like 1,000 people donate $10 a month, than the amazing things that we could do, because you'd have the basics, some of the basics just covered of the operational costs.
And there are so many basics, so
There
many
are
little
so many
things.
basics and they keep inching up bit by bit every year, you know?
Well, I can't even imagine like the insurance, for example, for
Yeah,
something
like
like this.
insurance. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have the Yeah, there's all sorts of like little hidden costs that you never really think about when it's happening. For volunteering, if you want to come and down and volunteer, just get in touch with me. It's rosemary@theaterkingston.com and we can see what we can get you to do. Always open to people who want to help out.
I think this is a really fun opportunity for people to, as you say, like see a different kind of theater than they might expect to see elsewhere in Kingston. And I think by doing the Fringe and what Theatre Kingston does year round, you're really showcasing what theater can be in so many different ways
Thank you.
for people here in Kingston.
Thank you. We just made the announcement about our season next year. The tickets aren't on sale for that yet, but you can buy a season pass. I have that on sale as well. You get The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Dindal, and it's starring Joan McBride. So two Joans there. She's a wonderful writer, and she wrote a play after she lost both her husband and her daughter the same year. And this play is about how you get through something like that happening. And it's actually a very uplifting play, contrary to its subject matter. It's like a very healing, wonderful play about how we walk with grief. And then our next show in November will be Strolling Player, which is written by Richard Sheridan Willis and Heidi Reimer, and it's performed by Richard Sheridan Willis. And actually, this play he's been doing for a long time. It's how I met him when I was running the Red Sandcastle Theatre in Toronto. He had just moved to Canada because he had fallen in love with Heidi, and he'd moved to Canada. They've gotten married, and he was looking for something to do. So he came to the Red Sandcastle Theater and said, "I have this play." Because in order to move to Canada, the application process, he had to write down everywhere that he had lived since the time that he was 18. As an actor, he had gone to so many different places in the world and so many with all these different projects, and he'd lived many, many, many different places from England to the throughout the United States, through like all these places, being a traveling actor. So this is the story of that strolling player, and it weaves in because he's primarily a Shakespearean actor, or at least he was. He ran the St. Lawrence Shakespeare Festival for a number of years. He just left that position, but yes, he's a wonderful Shakespearean actor. Like what this man can do with those monologues is quite breathtaking. And the funny and interesting little quirks of, you can say, by devoting your life to theater, these things that happen, and falling in love and all those things. And then we have Mondays with Mandelbaum, which is a new play by Tracy Aaron Smith, and it's going to be directed by Sarah Garten Stanley, who is from Kingston, actually. And she's quite a fantastic director. She doesn't live here anymore, but she hails from here. And that is a really interesting play. It's based on, it's a brand new play where we have the world premiere, and then it's going to go to Winnipeg after us, about a woman who was a mob crime boss at the turn of 2 centuries ago, like early 1900s in New York City. And when the heat got a little too hot on her, she moved to Toronto. So there's this kind of interesting American Canadian connection of about this story. And it's a brand new play by Tracy Aaron Smith. And she's going to be performing it as well. And then the last show of the season will be Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett, which lots of people have been doing. I don't know why, but I had these actors come to me saying that they really wanted to do that. And I said, sure. And so the difference of why you should see it is that I'm going to be directing it. And I'm not, I'm much more visceral kind of director. So it'll be interesting to have that approach to this play. You can't see the poster, but I've done the poster with the maiden mother crone symbol to show that this play, which is always done by men, it's actually in Samuel Beckett's rules, is that it's always done by men. But since I'm directing it, that will be on top of
There you
it.
go. That's the
Right?
oversight.
That's the
Yeah.
oversight. The moon,
Very
like
cool.
moon, the symbol of femininity, will be watching over this production, and we'll see if that makes it different than you've seen it before.
We're running out of time, but maybe we'll have a part two as you launch into your full season there. But Rosemary, I
Yeah.
want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I love hearing the little tidbits of what's coming and can't wait to see the Fringe. So
Yeah, the
thank you so
Fringe is going to be
much.
a blast. Take the time off. Everyone, tell your boss we're not working. We're going to be French about it, and take that week off and come fringing. Yeah.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.